RCR with Paul Brennan, Reality Check Radio.
If I remember back to my youth and going into town, as I used to do, and walking down Lambton Quay, it was absolutely chocker full of people, especially on a Friday night. In fact, sometimes it was hard to navigate the footpaths. There were that many people there. I've just moved from Wellington and used to occasionally go down Lambton Quay. And to be honest, in the weekend, it was kind of like a ghost town. So is there a retail crisis in Wellington? Returning to RCR is the Chief Executive of Retail NZ to talk about this, Carolyn Young. Hi, Carolyn.
G'day, how are you doing? Nice to be with you.
Okay, I do remember those days. And I know, though, it was a different era and, you know, different kind of reality. But that's how it used to be in the CBD of Wellington. And I know it was like that in Auckland and other places because, you know, you talk to people from there. Similar thing. There were people everywhere. It was teeming. Those days have gone.
Yeah, I remember when I was younger as well, you know, it'd be at lunchtime when you used to go out from work, it would be so busy and it was really organised because people would always keep left. So walking up Lambton Quay, you'd be on the outside of the footpath and walking down, you'd be on the inside because there were so many people in town out at lunchtime, engaging at the stores, buying lunch, all of those things that you kind of had to have that organisation that, you know, to keep things working. But it is a bit different today.
What has happened, Carolyn?
Look, I think it's a raft of things. It's almost like the perfect storm, right? Because we've had COVID, lots of government workers are based in Wellington, so there's lots of people still working from home. You do notice it on a Monday and Friday that it is a bit quieter than it is on the other days. Sort of travelling in and out of the city is quieter on those days compared to the other days. So, you know, still haven't got everyone back in the city. We've seen some significant cuts from government when we had the change of government. And whilst we know in Wellington that this happens on a regular basis whenever there's a change in government, this time it's been very swift and very harsh. So what might have taken a year or 18 months to transition has kind of, the knife has fallen really quickly, and that's hard for businesses to adjust and adapt to such a quick change. And then we've got a number of businesses that are going through earthquake strengthening. You know, we've got in that Wakefield, Victoria Street area, we've got the library, the council offices and the town hall. We've got the Amora Hotel that's been closed for,
That's been destitute for, well, over a decade it would be, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I would think from the Kaikoura earthquake, it didn't probably reopen since then.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah, I remember that.
So, yeah, 12, 13 years maybe. And I think also you've got, you know, the Reading, that's, you know, it's a big piece of that part of the block that it's in Courtney Place. It's really blocked down. So, and we've got some vacant stores in Lambton Quay and Willis Street, which we haven't seen for as long as I can remember, and I'm not young. So,
yeah, that is same.
New thing that we're seeing. So it is really, and at the same time, the economic environment is really tough and retailers in general are finding it tough. So you add all those things together and it's not the best environment in Wellington because, you know, consumers don't have the money they have to be out spending. You know, the environment and the challenges around the council plan for the Golden Mile, the you know, if you look through Taranaki Street, you've got the waterworks and the first blocks of Taranaki Street are all disjointed with the waterworks there. Thorndon Quay, you've got lots of orange cones and lots of work being done in those areas. It's hard to access retail, and you Kiwis are used to driving to where they go, parking and going to the store. And I know we need to change. We need to think about things more sustainably. But we also need to know that the services that are on offer in terms of the transport services are going to be effective to get us to where we want to be, and they're going to be cost effective.
Yeah, you've got to fit with patterns of life, right? I mean, that's just what we live with. That's how we live. To ignore those realities, and you've got stores like Cranfield's. We've talked with Nicola Cranfield before, and she was saying, I might have to wind up. Then she came on saying, I am winding up. That had a lot to do with that Golden Mile and foot traffic to her store and being treated quite badly, actually. Now I see one of my favourite bakeries where I used to go and get pies and filled rolls, Pandoro, I think is in Willis Street, isn't it, from memory, is shutting up shop. And, you know, I would have, these are like canaries in the coal mine. If these stores are going, I mean, how many more go? Has it become a, like a domino effect?
Yeah, there's three pet door shops, aren't there? There's one in, I think, Blair Street, Willis Street, and there's a little street off Lambton Quay where one sits. And you know, Pandora's been around for a long time and it's very popular. And it's, you know, when you talk about a pie and a sandwich, it's actually a better market than that. And they're a great bakery and do really great cakes.
And but really friendly too. They were so
the wholesale side of the market will stay open for them.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, I just saw the headline, I suppose.
Yes.
So is there any coming back from any of this, the way you see it, Carolyn? Or is this an inevitable, you know, change state that will end in one?
Yeah, like it's going to take time, right? I think there's a couple of things. One is that you'd hope that the council is not tone deaf to the challenges that retail are having right now, and especially in Wellington. What is the timing? You know, can they adjust some of the timing of the work that they're doing and think a little bit about the impact on business as you know, it's really hard to access businesses when they start the work on the Golden Mile and Courtenay Place. It puts a fear amongst retailers, and so a number of retailers have moved out of the city because of that concern. Cranfields is one of those. I know that Nicola's been looking at maybe opening somewhere else.
Oh, okay.
It would be easier to do. You know, Gubb's Shoes were in that Wakefield Street portion. They closed in the early 2023 and they reopened a small store in the Kandala suburb and, okay, you know, just looked for those opportunities. Recently opened, so they didn't have a store for a wee while. So, you know, people are moving out of the city and we actually need the heart of Wellington to be thriving. So we need the economy to turn around. We need some jobs in Wellington. There's virtually no one you know in Wellington that doesn't know of someone that's been impacted by a restructure, whether it's directly or indirectly, because not only is it the government sector, but all of the accounting and law firms, the cleaning services, the cafes, it just rolls out to everyone. And so now we're also seeing retailers close. So I think, you know, just being really mindful of the impact of the economy and the change of government to the Wellington environment is critical.
It's a death spiral, though, potentially, isn't it? Because if you lose the core numbers of bodies in this area, then it has a vibrancy is lost. And that then is a disincentive for anyone else to come in. Then you've got, you know, these tall buildings and almost tumbleweed blowing down the street, and it just spirals down, doesn't it? Something has to give or something has to change, doesn't it, to bring it back?
Yeah, we know that positivity and energy and enthusiasm, people bring people, right? You know, if someone says it's a really great place to go, people will go there. If there's lots of people going into stores and they're in town and there's, you know, a great variety of shops, people will come in. But as shops start to close, you know, if you look at Wakefield Street, all of those stores along there have closed and they've either moved somewhere else. But, you know, that area would be really hard to rebuild with, you know, who knows when the structural building will come down and the road will reopen. So there's an element of, you know, the spiral, whether it's up or down, that you need to build momentum to get the positivity. Because if you get the other one, then, you know, the momentum going downwards, then you're going to have less people coming in. And so we do need to have a thriving CBD. Because Wellington, unlike some cities, like, you know, Tauranga is quite difficult, Auckland's quite difficult to say, what does the heart of the city look like? Wellington, it's really easy, right? We know.
Yeah, it is. Know, yeah.
We know the Wharf area, the Lambton Quay, Willis Street. It's a really easy space to sort of talk about. So we need to keep vibrancy in that space for it to be thriving.
It might be counterintuitive in today's environment, but wouldn't it be sensible to say, okay, bring in your cars, free parking, knock yourself out?
Well, we'd all love free parking.
That's what I'd do. That's what I'd do.
That's for sure. And we used to have free parking in the weekends, remember? I'm old enough to remember free parking in the weekends, but lots of the coupon parking spots have been removed and replaced with cycle lanes, and there's obviously a two-hour limit in the weekend. So you really, if you want to go in and catch up with mates for lunch and then go shopping, you need to park in a parking building to know that you're not going to get a ticket.
Yeah, but then you get fleeced. It costs a lot.
Yep, I mean, that's the direction that the local government have moved us in, right?
Well, they need to change it then, don't they? Because otherwise it's not going to survive. So you've got to be pragmatic and okay, take some bold decisions. How do you get people in? You incentivize it. You say, come in, car spaces for Africa. It's free parking. Stay the whole weekend. Go crazy.
and have events, you know, having events and attractions like Whale. We know that Whale's going to start at the end of the month, and that's a great attraction for Wellington, but that's one thing. What else do we have that's going to bring people into the city, and whether they're domestic or international tourists, to come in and have an excuse to come and go through the shops, you know, go to the cafes and restaurants as well as going to the show. We know it's been hugely popular. So we know that Wellington can attract great exhibits and events. We just need more of them to get people back into Wellington.
And do you think this reworking of the Golden Mile is really necessary? I mean, the price tag is huge, and clearly it's, well, if it doesn't produce the results, it's a wasted effort, money down the drain in the end.
Super difficult, isn't it, to judge it? Because what you see on paper versus what reality be are often two different things. And will it kill business off in the time when the construction is going to take place? That is going to be the critical factor. And you've got to compare Wellington to other like-sized cities. There's no point saying in Tokyo or in London or in San Francisco or in Toronto, they've done these things and it's really been great. We're a city of about 250,000 people. We need to have comparisons to those cities, and we need to be easy for freight to be distributed, for cars to get from A to B, for buses to get through A to B. So we know that it's not about pedestrianisation, it's about beautification and having greater pedestrian spaces, but we need the stores to be there and the cafes and restaurants to be there in order for people to come to town. So it's a bit of a catch-22, but we also need to be mindful that will the proposals work for a size of Wellington, you know, for a city the size of Wellington? That's critical.
And the other point here is, if there is a mass exodus from commercial property, shops, etc., in this area, that means, I guess the market does its work, that all those rents will crash down because they've got to fill them somehow. That could bring or make businesses sort of viable again. Do you think there's something in that?
Look, I think the landlords have got a hard road to hoe, right? Because they're wanting to, you know, cover their capital costs and the improvements they need to make to their building. Retailers can't afford high rents at the moment and are unable to sustain increases. Landlords don't want to decrease their rents because that's, you know, counterintuitive to business. So it's a bit of a catch-22 as to what they're thinking about, how that will attract people into their business and what looks good. So certainly would like to see reduces in rent, but I think it's unlikely that we'll see them.
Oh, okay. So are you in a positive, optimistic or pessimistic frame of mind now? And maybe you don't want to say, but as the chief executive of Retail NZ in Wellington.
Well, I think where we're at is that we've had 8 quarters of negative growth, and we know that the economy is starting to turn. We know that we've got a few, minor tax breaks have reached everyone's pockets. Interest rates are reducing. Consumer confidence is starting to rise. It's not quite at the place where it's optimistic, and I would like to be optimistic that by Christmas time we will see a bit of a change. Key thing for Wellington is, you know, the second wave of job cuts. If there's a second wave that's been being talked about, that could be super difficult to weather that storm. So can we see ourselves through that, you know, survive to 25? It's going to be a long road to hoe. And I think that we're not going to see true growth until, you know, March, June next year. And so some businesses may not be able to hang on that long.
Carolyn Young, appreciate you coming back on from Retail NZ to RCR. And I'm sure this won't be the last chat, because this is a kind of a, what do they call it, news, a developing story.
Absolutely. It's ongoing as well.
Are you on the RCR mailing list? Never miss a beat of the news and hard-hitting stories you've come to know and love. Stay in the loop. Visit realitycheck.radio/email.